You're with Cape Talk.
This is Pippa Hudson on Lunch.
And we are, as always, going to finish the show talking about and with local musicians. Today, a local musician who finds herself quite far away from home, because Anna Wolf is joining us on the line from London. She is an artist who was born in Pretoria and signed her first record deal at a very young age, released her 2013 debut album called The Dark Horse under the moniker of Taylor. And you may recall we had her on the show at that point in her career when she was performing as Taylor to sing for us and to talk about the journey so far. But what a long way she has walked since then. She is now a four-time SAMA nominee, her first three albums receiving nominations there. She has released her new EP called Romance Was Born quite recently, and we are going to play one of the shows for you today. But first, let's say a very warm welcome back to South Africa to Anna Wolf, who joins us on the line from London. Anna, great to have you with us.
Hey, Papa. So good to hear your voice.
You too. And it's very far away. Anna, when did you move yourself to London?
Sure, probably. I'm now leading into my fourth year.
And was that purely to take your music into an international setting, or was there more to the decision than that, Anna?
You know, I think it was obviously the motivation was music, was career. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, I just knew that the opportunity came so easily for me. So I always trust my gut and intuition when something unfolds so easily to go with it. So yeah, now I find myself playing shows here and making a name for myself.
And I think the last time we chatted to you would have been before lockdown. You had won a major award in a songwriting competition for unsigned artists, if I remember correctly. And obviously the world was your oyster, exciting things happening in your life. Nobody could have predicted what was coming in 2020 with global lockdowns and a pandemic to navigate. What's it been like for you being so far away from home and being unable to perform live shows? It must have been very tough.
To answer your first question, being away from home is probably the hardest thing. You know, I can still deal with the maneuvering and shaping of, you know, different and new thinking patterns in order to, you know, make sure that my brain doesn't run away with me just because I don't have a show to play this month kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to family and friends, you know, that's a whole nother dynamic. And that obviously is priority for me. So that in itself has been quite a roller coaster, especially losing people due to the pandemic.
Yeah.
That unfortunately has lost the battle. You know, it's hard not to be there and support your family and friends. So that in itself has been challenging, but I'm a firm believer of everything happens exactly at the right time and everything is always working out for me. So in terms of shows and so forth, I mean, I've been lucky enough to have set up myself in such a way that I've always been involved with different projects, not just within the music sector. So I've been very grateful in that regard to be financially okay, emotionally stable, and to just slowly but surely integrate and find myself in this new world we're living in.
A lot of artists we've spoken to, Anna, have told us that they, in one respect, have enjoyed the moment of pause that this has offered. As hard as it has been, as hard as it has been on their finances, the one gift it has given many artists is time to reflect, to be still, to stop living out of a suitcase, and just to have a little bit of time to focus purely on their craft. Has it been like that for you?
Yeah, not necessarily to focus on my craft. It's more just like, I think the biggest thing was the stripping away of the labels, you know, of the who am I without the music, who am I without the names that I've been giving myself over the years as an artist. And I think that was quite important because, you know, time is something that we don't really have as human beings. And I think for me, that kind of stillness was more being faced with what life really means and the contrast of it all.
Hmm. How do you think that has shown itself in the music you've been producing? Anna, we're going to play a track off the new EP in just a second. Do you think there's been a shift in your sound or in the themes that you write about, for example?
Absolutely. You know, when the title was given for this EP, it was before the pandemic, you know, and interestingly enough, as my music has always been released, it's almost like what I write about comes to fruition. And Romance Was Born was really and is really my view on where the world is at. And I, can only hope and stay optimistic that where the world finds ourselves in, if we can put it that way, where we as human beings are at the moment, you know, that romance will be born out of this and we will find the light at the end of what feels right now as something that just won't go away. So, yeah, I definitely think that it sums up the season of life I find myself in.
Now we're playing out with the second single off the EP called Can I Get High on You. Tell us a bit about the track, Anna.
Can I Get High on You really speaks of being in a space or in a relationship where you know that it's not good for you. You kind of, you know, you just go with the motions of things, but you can feel that your higher self is nudging you to get out of it. But hopefully during that space that you might find yourself in, you know, you've got lessons to learn and things to carry forward. And hopefully you connect the dots for someone else in the future. So it speaks of that. It speaks of being in a relationship that is toxic. And but at the same time, you know, that you can reach for your higher self at any given moment in time and find the strength and through the vulnerability to move out of that space.
Well, Anna, we're going to play the show out with that song today. If our listeners like what they hear, where do we send them to listen to the rest of the EP?
Sure. Papa, I would love people go and download it on Spotify, Amazon Music, any kind of streaming platforms. Unfortunately, there is no hard copy available, as I know people still listen to CDs, which is a very cool thing. Mm-hmm. But the vinyl is in pre-production at the moment. And yeah, so just on all social media platforms, Real Anna Wolf, go and check it out.
The Real Anna Wolf, great to have you back with us on Cape Talk this afternoon, and our best wishes to you for ongoing success in London. Thanks for making time for us today.
Same to you, Papa. Thank you.
Well, Anna. Anna Wolf is the name of the artist. The EP called Romance was born, and this is the second single called Can I Get High on You.
The last time that I held for you, I came over to your house and we got drunk on your bed. I knew it was the last time we'd be making love before you left me alone in your head. I remember when I fell for you, I was 15, early 2000, full of innocence. Always close to the mend, and now I just call you a friend. Can I get high on you, drown in all your oceans? Can I get high on you, give me the double dose of potions? Can I get high on you, high on you, be your little psycho? The last time that I held for you, I was overdosing on your tears while you were drinking wine. I'm glad I was your muse, even if it lasted for a little while. It came to my attention I was looking for myself when I was sinking sand.